gosh, beautiful. Thank you. Good morning, all y'all.
Good morning.
I am so happy to be here with you and to share a Sunday together and be here. So if I haven't met you yet, I am Patty Mercado. It is my great pleasure to be of service here at this spiritual community. And this month, as Michael pointed out, we're talking about freedom. As Fred pointed out, we're talking about freedom. Thank you, Paramahansa Yogananda, for the great awareness and the call to remember. So Ernest Holmes taught us that the divine plan is one of freedom. Bondage is not God-ordained. Freedom is the birthright of every living soul. We've also heard that from many other people, teachers, masters. It is suggested, and I'd like us to just really embrace the idea that we exist for the purpose of self-expression. You know, what I know about God is that God is the living presence almighty. It is the life energy of everything. And that what it does is it knows itself, and it expresses itself, and it reveals itself. And we each are a part of that life of God. And so the activity of God's life must be the activity of our life. And so we're here with a high and holy purpose, which is to know ourselves and express ourselves, to reveal ourselves, to let ourselves be known. The goodness, the holiness, the foibles, the whatevers, let it be made known. I think that is our possibly one of our greatest ideas of freedom, is to not hold back in revealing ourself, both self. Capital S self, lower S self. Don't distinguish, just let it be made known. The opportunity that we have as metaphysicians, and what I mean by a metaphysician, is one skilled in the science of being. Capital B, being. A student and a teacher of the law of spirit. So what we have the opportunity to do and to live as metaphysicians is to understand that freedom will be realized universally throughout all of humanity when we understand and know our spiritual freedom. Sure, Patty, duh. I could hear you. And yet, that is a tall task, to be not so beholden to what's going on around us, and to learn to trust what's going on within us. Anybody else ever had a moment of foible there? Yeah, right? Anybody else ever have a moment of trusting it and going, dang, you know that's the word I meant, dang, it works, right? So we start to feel the difference. We start to experience what it means to trust the wisdom, the power, the potential, the creative movement of God within us. I like the word God, but if your name is something different, then use that. Spirit, divine mind, infinite love, creative intelligence, whatever it is. When we get to know that within ourselves and we can let it be made known by means of us, that is a great freedom to behold. So to understand that freedom will be realized universally in humanity when we do our part for ourselves, freedom from thinking that separates us, freedom from the thinking that divides us, those kinds of thoughts. We want to be free from those, yeah? We do. Oh, trust me, we do. Honestly, just I invite you to trust me and then go prove it to yourself, okay? Because when we do that, we're free from those mental formations of anger and despair and jealousy and delusion. Well, that's not what we're signing up for, is it? So just as important as freeing ourselves from those mental formations is to align with and accept and embrace and embody the mental constructs of peace, of wholeness, of oneness. And it's a mental activity, it's a spiritual activity, it's an essence activity. And because it's that, it's going on within the interior of us, the invisible part of our life, and yet it becomes visible in the way that we live, the way that we express it. So back again to the idea, the action, the activity of life is to know and reveal itself. The action and activity of our life is to know and express ourselves, all of it. So the more that I read and the more that I study this great philosophy, which we practice here, the science of mind, formulated by the, there's so many ways to describe him, but we'll just call him the metaphysician, Ernest Holmes. The more that I study it and experience it and appreciate it, I am aware that he was giving us and has given us a roadmap to freedom. In this teaching, we are given the opportunity to understand in a greater way, to name our good, to name that thing itself, to identify it, to experience it, to know it in a greater way, and the freedom to then let it in and let it be made known by means of us. Now, I'm not saying that this is unique to us, but I am saying we have the opportunity here to embrace it, to embody it, to experience it, to really let it in. And one of the profound and yet simple ideas is thinking that outside, all those things that are going on outside control us. Determine us. That's bondage. So we'll make a little clarification here. And the freedom then, the flip side of that, is to know that life is happening through us. That what we're experiencing in our life is the way that life has been flowing through us. And that's not to be a Debbie Downer. That's to allow and to recognize that there is a power moving through us, and it is revealed to us. It's not happening to us. It feels that way sometimes. But it's revealing to us the interior of our mind. It's revealing to us our beliefs and what we've taken on and what we've inherited and what we don't even know that we know that we know. And that is a gift, to have revealed to us what's going on within us. Because then we have the power and the freedom to check, to say, oh, gosh, I've heard there's another way. Maybe that could be my way. Ernest Holmes writes in this teaching, man's relationship to the spiritual universe, if we realize that God is triune and that man, I'll include woman, being, person, is a spiritual likeness of God, we shall see that the whole scheme of life and the whole nature of the divine being is reenacted through man. This, of course, does not mean that man is God. It means that in our small world of individual expression, our nature is identical to God's. All that God is moving through us. We often hear it explained this way. A single drop of water is not the whole ocean, but it does contain within itself the same qualities and attributes. So within us are all of the qualities and the attributes of the divine. What do y'all know about the divine? I know. Patty's asking us questions again. You don't have to answer it right now, but you do need to answer it. We each need to answer it, because that's how we learn to recognize the divine within us. If we have no idea of what it is, then we can't align with it. So, homework. Summer vacation is over. Homework is in the house. You know, I really believe that Ernest Holmes' great gift was a philosophy, a way of living that empowers each of us, the individual, to know and understand our relationship with the whole. What a gift. What a humbling idea. And yet when we encounter this idea and we allow ourselves to be drawn into it, and we allow ourselves to be awed by it, and we allow ourselves to be moved by it, we experience our wholeness, and we experience freedom. There's so many ways that we can learn about the universal spiritual principles. There are many paths to self-awareness. We have this beautiful community. And one of the ways that we offer consistently and insistently and generously and mindfully and intentionally is to offer classes. And I know each of us have participated in classes at different times and allowed ourselves to be in the midst of classmates. Yeah? It's wonderful. And so today is our semi-annual recognition of the students from our classes. And so I've invited the two other ministers here, Reverend Donna and Reverend Rick, to join me for this section. And we're going to appreciate and reflect on some of our class experience. So if y'all want to come up, Reverend Donna, Reverend Rick. I keep talking until I see movement. And they would like us to see movement. So the way it'll work is we've had quite a few classes. We've had quite a few opportunities for people to engage in this really great activity of life. And so we have some certificates, we have some acknowledgments, we have some appreciation, and we have some a reflection on what it is to be in class. So thank you for not taking them away. It's a really small print. Okay, so I'm going to read the class students and acknowledge. And if you want to come and get your certificate, Reverend Dunn and Reverend Rick would be happy to hand it to you. If you want to get it afterwards, that's A-okay too, but I would really love to just acknowledge our students. So they're in no particular order. So Adele, I'm going to say the student's name and the classes that they participated in. So Adele Schiffman, Journey of the Soul. Oh, I'm not in the same order as you guys, sorry. But those are alphabetical. Diana Wright, Journey of the Soul. So the class was Journey of the Soul. These first students were in this class. Eleanor Gilmack was in Journey of the Soul. Jim Thomas, Joan Cosner, Kathy McGuire, Margie Johnson, Marlene Cuckler, Nick Fitante. There's a lot of students, huh? Ray Morloney, Sarah Kramer, Domingo and Brittany, our newlyweds. Ann Ducey was in Journey of the Soul, Consciousness and the Creative Process, and Visioning. Terry Schomburg participated in Journey of the Soul and Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. Leticia Perez-Bouquet, Consciousness and the Creative Process. I love that y'all are coming up and getting your certificates. Catherine Mosley was in Beyond Limits and Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. Marty Garcia was in Journey of the Soul, Consciousness and the Creative Process, and Visioning. Way to go, Marty. Annette Young was in Beyond Limits. Shirley Lewis was in Beyond Limits, Visioning, and Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. Listen to the people that you're keeping company with. It's inspiring. Betty Rudd was in Journey of the Soul and Beyond Limits. Michelle Schomburg was in Journey of the Soul, Beyond Limits, and Visioning. Paul Scott was in Beyond Limits, Judy Scott, Beyond Limits, and Visioning. Tamari Halliday was in Beyond Limits, Margaret Garrison was in Beyond Limits. Shauna Searles, Beyond Limits and Visioning. Renee Fleming, Visioning. Leanne Fluter, Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. Carol Canode, Journey of the Soul and Visioning. Do we have a little thing going on over here? I love it. Rosie Huff was in Journey of the Soul, Consciousness in the Creative Process, and Visioning. Mike Myers was in Journey of the Soul. Joy Kolesky was in Journey of the Soul. Wow. I know, right? What I want to appreciate about the ones that came up and the ones that are in their seats and the ones who are not able to be here today is that that is a large majority of people in our community, in our shared company, that are engaging in classes, that are engaging in that activity of looking at ourselves. It's no small thing. It's a big deal. I really appreciate it, because what happens when any one of us are in a class, they're just having so much fun over there trying to figure out the certificates. Oh, y'all could get them afterwards, maybe. We could be here all day. Oh my gosh. Way to do it, students. Now, there's something to be said for the students who aren't in a particular class but recognize that you're in the school of life. Everybody, right? We're all constantly given the opportunity to be learning about ourselves and to be experiencing ourselves in a greater way. So I asked Reverend Donna and Reverend Rick, here, just give me all of those and free yourselves. Free yourselves! It's going to be okay. Freedom. Freedom now. So I asked them to share about class and the perspective of the teacher. And one of them's walking over here right away. And this one. Have you met Reverend Rick Brown?
Thank you. You know, I've been a teacher for... too long, 45 years, and I used to teach technology in the military and then outside. And when we taught, we taught for a specific point that says, okay, at this point, you know everything that you need to know. And then I joined this teaching, and Ernest says, open at the top. And I'm like, okay, well, that's like that. Where's the point? There's never a point. So then I was taking classes, and each time I took a class, I realized that there's that much more that I don't know. And so it's like, when will there be enough classes? Well, there isn't enough classes. And then the other thing I realized was sharing with all of you that I've just loved is that no class is the same ever. It can be the same person teaching it. It could be the same subject, and it can be the same student, but it's different every time you take a class, because you're different. The student's different, the teacher's different, the environment's, everything's different. And so then I like to use Rosie as an example. She's not here today, but she's a great example of, I want to take another class, I want to take another class. And she's in them, she was in my classes, and she was energetic and enthused, and it was just really great. And then we get to do some fun stuff too. I've been reading the Jonathan Livingston Seagull. I'm kind of known for that being my background, and that was, you know, too long ago, 50 years ago. And we did a class, a non-credited class, and we had a bunch of people in there. We had Larry and Susanna, and we had Shirley. And we experienced Jonathan Livingston Seagull that I've been talking about for over 50 years, but it was new material. We watched the movie. We talked about it. We talked about individual experience. It was just really great. And then just a special note that, you know, as I was preparing for this and the seven laws of spiritual success, one of the students that was in that class was Jerry. Mm-hmm. And so I just looked and I just remembered Jerry and her contributions to that class. And she's not with us physically here today, but she's with us, and her sharing is always there. And so every experience in a class is unique, and every experience, you know, we're studying the Ernest Holmes paper on Wednesday nights, and one of the things Ernest said in one of his presentations, lectures, whatever you want to call it, is that he said, I'm standing up here, and I'm projecting my consciousness out to you, you're projecting your consciousness back to me, and we're all better for the experience because our individual consciousness has risen and the consciousness of the world has risen. And I believe that's what you get when you go to class. Mm-hmm.
For me, for teaching, I was reflecting on the importance of being the teacher and also being the student. And in my background in ministry and chaplaincy, I feel like I've been the student quite often because when I'm meeting with people, I'm looking for the human connection. I'm looking for the way that we connect with each other. And I learn from the people I work with more than I think I can possibly share. I'm listening to Steve Young's Law of Love book right now, and he talks about the law of love in connection and human beings and that connection with each of us. And I think that's what Ernest Holmes was teaching us as well in his lectures. And when we come together outside of Sunday, we're in that human place, the place of communicating and taking our everyday lives and how that's working with us and learning from our classes. The classes that I taught that we're talking about today are visioning and beyond limits. It's how do we vision for our life and how do we look beyond the limitations we might have put upon ourselves and look at the deeper spiritual ways as a metaphysician, what's greater out there for us, but still feeling it from that human place. Our grief group is called Revealing Our Healing Through Wholeness and Revealing Our Wholeness Through Healing. And I think that's what classes is about. It's revealing that truth of who we are in a deeper level, getting to chew on the material and see if it works for us in our life. Like Reverend Patty said, trust me and then see if it works in your life. Peggy Bassett said the same thing many years ago, one of the first times I actually heard her speak. And I think that's what it is about teaching. It's coming together and connecting on that level, peeling away all the other layers, and that humanness comes forth. So thank you, and I look forward to our classes, and I look forward to the next classes that we teach here. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you can give it to Michael. I appreciate both of them so much, and it goes without saying that we also have other teachers in our community, Tracy Schaefer, Denise Ross, Mary LaPata, where's the rest of you, Diana Wright? Oh my goodness, there are so many. You know who's a great teacher? Dave Hall. Do y'all know he teaches drum? Is it true? Am I making this up? Oh my gosh, that would be so great. Let me just make it up for you. No, it's true. I know it's true. Being a teacher is something that is within each of us. We often sometimes humble ourselves and think that I have, I don't know enough, or I'm not, Eleanor Gillimack, I'm not the credentialed person. But there is a teacher and a student within each of us. And every time we're willing to know what we know, and live what we know, and share what we know, and express what we know, and let that be who we are a teaching presence in the world. And not the kind of teacher that I had in second grade, who made me pull my desk up to hers during recess and hold my pencil a particular way because I didn't hold it right. Not that teacher. I'm talking about the teacher who remembers there is only one of us. In your eyes, it's me I see. I'm talking about the teacher that looks at each of us and looks at themselves and sees the divine, sees the potential, sees the truth, the capital T truth of who we are. And not only sees it, but has space for the way that it's uniquely expressed. That's what I'm talking about. So every time you in your life have the opportunity to look upon life or the people in your life and say, oh yeah, you go. Do you? I celebrate you. You are a teacher. Every time you allow yourself to get out of your own bloated nothingness and share yourself, oh, what a great moment that is. That's freedom. freedom to be true, freedom to be real. So I had a whole lot of other things that I thought I might say, but I'm not going to. It's enough to say there's freedom in being here now. There's freedom in being still enough to hear the true word and allow it to be made known by means of us. There's freedom in letting go of the constructs of other people's ideas of who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be, and trust this. There's freedom in allowing ourselves to be guided by that light of truth within us. And that's the freedom I'm interested in. The spiritual freedom of our wholeness and our oneness. So my invitation is to trust that. Trust that inspiration within you. Oh, allow it, nurture it, let it bubble up. Bring your ideas out into the world and share them so that we all benefit. I am grateful for this teaching. I'm grateful for this community. I am grateful for the way that each one of us is knowing and expressing the divinity of God within us. That is the way of our humanity being revealed in the glory that it is. Thank you, God, and so it is. All right, Michael Garamone has more for us.